Ukrainian supermarkets running empty amid sustained Russian attacks on supply chains. By Breitbart London on August 31, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian forces relentlessly battered Kyiv and cities in the region around the Ukrainian capital for a fifth straight day Monday, leaving some supermarket shelves bare after repeated strikes on warehouses as Ukraine reels from attacks with jet-powered drones. Russia has intensified its aerial attacks in recent months, more than 4 years after it invaded its neighbor. Almost constant air raid alerts in the Kyiv region in recent days have severely disrupted daily routines. Two major attacks in July killed almost 50 civilians, and a strike on Saturday killed at least 38 people. Classes were due to resume at Ukrainian schools on Tuesday, but it was unclear whether parents would send their children. Schools have air raid shelters, and classes can also be held online. Right now, Russia's tactic is to wear down Ukraine and Ukrainians. First and foremost, our people, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on social media late Sunday. Ukraine has also tried to make Russian civilians feel the burden of war by hammering major online retailers and oil facilities. The attacks have brought shortages for ordinary Russians, though its strikes have not been as deadly for civilians. A pall of black smoke drifted over Kyiv on Monday morning. In Brovary and Borispol, cities in the Kyiv region, the aerial attack struck several warehouses and four people were wounded, said Timur Kachenko, head of the regional military administration. Zelensky conceded on social media that Ukraine is struggling to counter fast-flying jet-propelled drones that Russia is increasingly deploying. Between Thursday and Sunday, Russia fired almost 1,500 drones at Ukraine, and around 800 of them were jet-powered, Zelensky said. Combat aircraft are currently trying to stop the jet-powered versions while Ukraine looks to develop more effective technology. Four companies have developed the relevant interceptor drones, and one company has the most successful technology, Zelensky said. He didn't elaborate. Repeated Russian strikes on food distribution centers and retail hubs have disrupted Ukrainian logistics, leaving some supermarket shelves bare and fueling public concern about shortages. Those fears prompted Zelensky advisor Serhiy Beskresnov to say on social media Monday that Ukraine will not go hungry. He urged the public not to give in to rumors, disinformation or panic, saying producers and retailers are currently restructuring supply chains. He added that European countries would be ready to fill any food supply shortfall, if necessary. At the same time, Russia has kept up its attacks on Ukraine's power grid, seeking to leave civilians cold and without running water in the approaching winter. Russian forces launched what officials said was a massive overnight drone attack on Ukraine's northern Chernihiv region, which borders Russia, where an energy facility was damaged, according to Vyacheslav Chaus, head of the regional military administration. He did not provide details of the damage. The Russian Defense Ministry said Sunday it is preparing massive strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Russia overnight shot down 239 Ukrainian drones over 14 Russian regions, occupied Crimea and the waters of the Black Sea, the defense ministry in Moscow said Monday. A Ukrainian missile attack Sunday evening on the Russian border city of Byalgorod killed three people, acting regional governor Alexander Shuvayev said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.